This is Pat Prescott from The Morning Show, and I'm excited today to be talking to a dear friend. She is the president and CEO of Goodwill in Long Beach. They are serving the people of South Los Angeles County. She's Janet McCarthy, and she joins us on the phone now. Hey, Janet.
Hey, how are you, Pat?
I'm great. It is so good to talk to you, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you very soon on Wednesday, February 28th, at the Celebrate the Power of Work Awards dinner, which has like become one of my favorite events over the last couple of years. We'll tell you more about the event, but first let's talk about some of the great work of Goodwill. And you know, when I first met Janet and I was asked to come and host this event a couple years ago, she insisted that I come down and take a tour of their facility, and I went, and I'm so glad that I did, because I learned so much about what Goodwill does in general and about what you're doing in Long Beach. For people who don't really understand it, I mean, a lot of us go in the stores and we buy things. A lot of us go in and donate things, and we know that it goes to a good cause. But if you're like me, you didn't really exactly get how deep it is.
True, yeah. And it was wonderful to find out that you were a prior educator, so I think that you connected immediately with what we do. Goodwill's all about getting people to work, and that goes to say across this entire country. That's what all Goodwills do, and we're all autonomous. And often we say, when you see one Goodwill, you've seen one Goodwill, because the needs in different communities differ. And so here in Long Beach, and what we do that serves the folks that we serve, is that we are very heavy into industry sector work. By that I mean we have a couple of programs that are very specific for an industry. One is this, our healthcare. We do certified nurse assistant training. We're a state-certified school here for that. We also have loss prevention training, and we're layering on some other credentials onto that program very soon this year, and that's firearms. And the reality is, both of those, the industry sector jobs, you can get into those industries at minimum wage type positions or a little bit above it. But there's great opportunity for advancement and growing up within those industries. And so that's really what we're looking to do, is the people that we serve at Goodwill, whether it be through job training programs in general, the college preparatory programs, or our industry sector programs. We start with folks who are low income or no income. They come to us. We get them into specifically in the industry sector programs, and then we have follow-along services for 5 years that helps them move out of poverty and into self-sufficiency within a five-year period of time. I think we're one of the only nonprofits, certainly that I know, that has follow-along services for that duration. And the reality is, when people come to us, they have no hope. They have been turned down many times. If you're living homeless, you need a number of other supports before you're able to get a job and keep the job. So we spend an enormous amount of money on each individual. So we're not about speaking, we serve thousands upon thousands of people. We're more about speaking to the fact that we have moved hundreds and hundreds of people from poverty to self-sufficiency. And here in Southern Los Angeles County, self-sufficiency looks like $30,000 annual if you're single, $45,000 if you're single with one child. And for every child a person has in their family, of course, you have to make that much more money. So self-sufficiency, as I said, hundreds upon hundreds of people have been moved from low income, no income, and specifically homelessness into full self-sufficiency. And so we're real proud of that. We're located on campuses in our community, at our community colleges within specific industry sectors, doing job training there and resume writings and the soft skills sort of training, and then job placement and job retention. And then we do, as always, we've done direct job placement for those who come through our doors, and they don't really want to get into the industry sector work, but they just need a job. So we do have direct job placement work that we do here as well for all the folks that enter. And we're connected with the State Department of Rehabilitation, where we work with individuals with disability, and we get them into employment in our community and here at Goodwill, working with job coaches. So there's typically three people that will work with a job coach, and we try to get them out into the community and integrated in the community so that they're working right alongside you, me, and anybody else that's working. And more recently, we added a fatherhood coaching life program.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're thrilled about this. These are fathers who are exiting the prison system, first offenders who have children, and having a lot of training around fatherhood skills, and also as an aside to that, we do then get them into jobs as well. And we've got a veterans program that's just kicking off here as well. So we've been really busy in the last year since I've talked to you, and we're applying for a licensed vocational nursing training program as well through the state. So hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have that as a layered-on training program to the CNA program. So we'll be able to capture the folks that have gone through and get them even further moved up the ladder in the healthcare industry. So it's exciting. It's
yeah.
exciting what we're doing.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on. And, you know, if anyone who comes into the facility will pick up immediately on the energy and the hope and the spirit that you feel in the building and from everybody that's participating in the program, even the people that work at Goodwill are people who are part of your program. You've put them to work working right there for you, which is amazing. And, you know, there are a lot of organizations that collect donations and then give away money to different causes. But many of them give away as little as 5% of their overall revenues. I know that for you guys at Goodwill Southern LA County, that you're spending 86 cents of every dollar on job training programs and all the other services that you offer. That's a good number, Janet.
Yeah, it is. We typically run 84 to 86 cents on every dollar, so it kind of fluxes depending upon the year, but
it's a couple of pennies here or there.
Be proud of.
It is definitely a number to be proud of, and something else to be proud of is all the great people in the community who have come to the aid of the organization, who either support through donations or advocacy or just by being there and being a part of it. And then, of course, there is the fruit on the tree, all of those wonderful people who you mentioned who are getting jobs and whose lives are changed because of their affiliation with Goodwill Southern LA County. We will see a lot of those people celebrated, the donors, the supporters, and also the wonderful people who are the product of what you do. And that's what's going to happen on February 28th. We're going to be at the Pacific Ballroom and Gallery at the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center at 300 East Ocean Boulevard in Long Beach. And tell me a little bit about who's being honored this year and something about some of our award winners for the Power of Work.
Absolutely. Our Community Leader of the Year Award is going to Doug Hovert, who's the city Long Beach City Prosecutor, and he used to be a member of our board, and he's very supportive, and we've actually launched a program with him that's called Goodwill 180, and some of his individuals, some attorneys that work on our site, they're actually assisting a lot of the people with misdemeanors that move through the court system that cost all of our taxpaying dollar individuals a lot of money. And so it's sort of a traffic school sort of deal. People who want to sign up for the course that's here can go through it, and they get their anything cleared from the misdemeanor violation if they complete the course. And so, and he has done so much in our community. You wouldn't think a city prosecutor, you know, they've got their job to do, but he is just such a community advocate and supportive of not just Goodwill, but so many other organizations. And we just bow down to him. He's terrific. He's got a creative mind. The other is our Catalyst Awardee of the Year, which is Dr. Felton Williams, who has been a huge cheerleader for the education system here in Long Beach. He's also a national, I can't remember the entire title, but he's been on the board of a national education system, and he's also on the board of the local Long Beach Unified School District, and terrific cheerleader for education, and he's very supportive of what we've done, and attends a lot of our graduations here as well. And then we have our Achievers of the Year, Anthony Batten, who's gone through a program, and he's just done wonderful things over the course of the term that he's been working with us, and doing just following his own steps. Terrific guy. Graduate of the Year is Damon Richardson, who graduated from our loss prevention program, and his story is one that will bring a tear for sure. He pulled himself up, really, and he's just doing wonderful work these days. Our Employer of the Year is Arconic Fasting Systems. They have hired more of our individuals who are supported employment program over the course of time, and that's the area where we have folks with disabilities, and they go with job coaches. And so we have a number of folks that are working on their site. And they've just been very supportive, and they are just, they're thrilled with what we do and the people that we send to them, and so we want to honor them as well. And our Community Partner of the Year is Department of Social Services. You know, we work with the county regularly. We've just grown a very great partnership with them over time, and so we want to honor what we do together with them. And then our Graduate Employee of the Year is a gal named Crystal Arzua. She actually went through our loss prevention program, ultimately became employed here at our Goodwill, and she's moved up a career ladder, and she's running the entire loss prevention program that we
wow.
have here.
So,
yeah, none of this is short duration. All these folks, they've got some longevity connected with us, and as I said earlier, we do 5-year follow-along services, so with great intent, because we want people to move up. Ultimately move out, but in the case of Crystal, we want to keep her.
You know, it's those stories, though, that you hear from these people who have gone through the program that make you understand the value of your donations to Goodwill. The more, just gives you another reason to shop at one of the coolest places to shop that there is.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I donate, I always go right back in the store, and then I buy some more things to take home with me. Yeah, there's a lot that's there that's good.
There
but
is.
If you think before you donate, then you will realize that you need to learn a lot more about the charities you support. And Goodwill can stand the scrutiny, which is a very good thing.
We can.
All right, so how can people get more information about the event and about how they can support Goodwill Solac?
There you go. Well, on our website, which is www.thinkgood.org, you can find the invitation, and you can purchase your tickets for the event on the 28th of February. Also lists all of our 9 different programs that we have there and get more information about that. I do want to do a shout-out to my board because, you know, an organization is only as good as its leadership, and I am so blessed to have some of the most incredible people who run this organization and lead the organization, not only the folks who are my directors and direct reports to me, but this board is phenomenal. I couldn't be more pleased with the work we're all doing together here. So, again, our website, thinkgood.org.
And leadership recognizes leadership, Miss Janet,
absolutely.
Just so you know that.
Yeah,
but talking to Janet McCarthy, President and CEO of Goodwill Solac, once again, you can visit thinkgood.org/powerofwork to find out more information about the event coming up on February 28th. And you can also visit goodwillsolac.org to find out more about the programs that are available. I'm looking forward to seeing you and to hosting for my 3rd year in a row.
Yay.
I think you kind of stuck with me a little bit, Janet.
Well, I am absolutely pleased to have be able to be stuck with you, Pat. You're such a great cheerleader for us, and I just love you dearly. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the great work you're doing.
Thanks.